91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
I'm not afraid to die. That was the Beatles. Surprise, surprise. You didn't know that, did you? That was I Want You, She's So Heavy from Abbey Road. Just wanted to play something kind of long just to start the show off. And this is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm Gary Ault, your host. And what are we doing this week? Well, we are going to be reviewing Beatlefest 2014. Every year for the last 40 years, this was the 40th anniversary, there has been a fest for Beatle fans, originally called Beatle Fest, but then the name changed, but I still call it Beatle Fest. Somewhere in the New York, New Jersey area, last couple of years it's been at Meadowlands. There are other fests, other places, I think Chicago, I'm not even sure where, it's probably in the booklet here somewhere. But this one was in New York City, it was at the Grand Hyatt, right in the Grand Central Station studio. We're going to be reviewing that. It was Friday night to Sunday night. I was only there Saturday night, but a lot of the guest artists and other people are there all 3 days and kind of do a bit of a repeat plus additional material, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to take you through some of it. We'll see how much we can get to. It was a great, great time. I only went the last couple of years. I always thought it was probably going to be more of like a Star Trek convention for people that don't understand the difference between reality and fantasy. But as it turns out, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. Just terrific. And some great concerts, a lot of guest artists. I'll get to them one at a time, I suppose. This is 91.9 WNTI, by the way. I don't think I said that before. And just before I start, I wanted to give a shout out to Mimi and Phyllis, who had a nice lunch today. So congratulations on having a nice lunch, I suppose. So we're going to carry on now with Peter Asher. Peter was there. Well, first, let's see. According to my notes here, Frida Kelly was there, who was the president, or I forget what you call her, of the original official Beatles fan club. So she hobnobbed with all four of the Beatles, and they knew her well, and she's a much-loved member of the Beatle family. And she was there talking about her work and her new film. Too many people to mention, really, but wanted to get to Peter Asher, who, of course, is of Peter and Gordon fame, and also the brother of Jane Asher, who was Paul's girlfriend for quite a while in the early days of the Beatles. And Paul actually lived with Peter Asher. Well, he's a great raconteur. I mean, he spoke to us for about an hour on Saturday and played songs intermittently and then continued on Sunday. Unfortunately, I missed that part. But we're going to play something that he played for us. First, he played the original demo. Lennon and McCartney, but really mainly Paul, wrote a number of songs for Peter and Gordon. And actually, most of their hits were Lennon and McCartney songs. So A World Without Love was written by Paul McCartney. And so first we're going to hear the demo, the home demo that Paul did for Peter Asher. And then we'll listen to the actual song that Peter and Gordon recorded.
Me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay. Here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Thank you. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Peter and Gordon with the Paul McCartney song credited to Lennon and McCartney, World Without Love, played at the Beatle Fest this, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And by the way, the days of the week correspond to the same days of the week in 1964. I think after February that won't be true because 2000 was not a leap. Oh, no, 2000 was a leap year. So, yeah, I guess it will continue to correspond. So in any event, Sunday, the last day of the Beatle Fest was the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first appearance on Ed Sullivan. So there was a very special celebration for that, which I unfortunately missed. But Liverpool played, which is a Beatles cover band comprised of Glenn Burtnick and others. And they always bring other guests up, pretty much everybody that was at the festival the whole weekend. So we will play a little bit of the Smithereens a little bit later. But right now, I believe, if my notes are correct, that during Peter Asher's hour or so part, that's when Denny Lane showed up. And he came to the stage and played one song, might have played others when I wasn't there. But he played Go Now. And, of course, we're familiar with that as being a Moody Blues song from the very early Moody Blues when Denny Lane was a member. And then, of course, he went on to become a longtime member of Wings. And so we're going to play a bit of a mashup of the Moody Blues version segueing into the Wings Over America version of Go Now.
We've already said
don't you even try.
Wings with Go Now, mashed up with the original Moody Blues song Go Now. And that's because Denny Lane made an appearance, a brief appearance, but a very exciting one, at the Beatle Fest at the Grand Hyatt in New York City a week ago this past Sunday. And we're reviewing that for you today here on The Cavern at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Alt. We're going to take a break now, and we're going to, I'll tell you what we'll do afterwards, but it's going to be a Chad and Jeremy song.
Well, all right, into the 10 o'clock hour with Trevor B. Power here on 91.9 FM WNTI, where great music lives. It's Friday night, and you're ready to rock with the Allman Brothers Band, the Beatles, and the Stones, and all their contemporaries. So keep the dial set at 91.9 FM. Into the 10 o'clock hour with Trevor B. Power, Friday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on 91.9 FM WNTI, where great music lives.
Skylands Community Pharmacy, located at the corner of Main and Steiger Street in Hackettstown, New Jersey. A full-service pharmacy offering local delivery and a selection of cards and gifts. All prescription insurance plans are accepted. More information available by phone, 908-852-3784, or online at skylandscommunitypharmacy.com.
WNTI and Poconotes LLC are bringing a taste of New Orleans to the Stanhope House in Stanhope, New Jersey, with the Storyville Stompers on Sunday, February 23rd. The Storyville Stompers are an award-winning traditional New Orleans brass band that has been performing together for over 30 years. The Stompers have kept the tradition of colorful second-line parades, jazz funerals, and the culture of this style of music alive. Kicking off the party is our very own Golden Gup, spinning Mardi Gras-themed tunes that will get us in the mood and on the dance floor starting at 4:30 p.m. Tickets are only $20 in advance at WNTI.org or by phone 908-979-4355, extension 1. Don't miss out on all the fun. Join us at the Stanhope House for the Golden Gup and the Storyville Stompers, Sunday, February 23rd. Le bon temps roule!
And we're back at the Cavern, and your host, Gary Alt. We are reviewing Beatle Fest, which was a week ago this past Sunday at the Grand Hyatt in New York City, celebrating the 40th anniversary of such. And by the way, I failed to mention earlier, and James, my assistant, reminded me that we are not doing a trivia question this week. I had one that was pretty cool, but I just don't really have time to answer the phone, unfortunately, because I'm talking a lot and playing like one song at a time, and it's kind of hard to explain, but It's sort of difficult to do all this and answer the phone at the same time. So sorry about that, but we will return with the trivia question next week. Right now, we are going to play a song by Chad and Jeremy because they were there. And we're going to play a song that John Lennon wrote, again, credited to Lennon and McCartney, but we're going to play a song called From a Window.
Yesterday night, I saw a light shine from a window, and as I looked again, your face came into sight. I couldn't walk on until you had gone from your window. I had to make you mine. I knew you were. To have a love like that, oh, I would be true, and I'd spend my life with you. So meet me tonight, just where the light shines from a window, and as I take your hand, say that you'll be mine tonight. To have a love like that, oh, I would be true, and I'd spend my life with you. So meet me tonight, just where the light shines from a window, and as I
take your hand, say that you'll be mine tonight.
Chad and Jeremy with the Lennon composition From a Window. And, you know, before we get off the subject of Peter Asher completely, I totally forgot that this is the second time, or maybe third time, I saw them play a video from the old Hullabaloo show. Do you remember Hullabaloo? Shindig and American Bandstand. Hullabaloo was some people's favorite. I think it was probably the best of those shows. Peter Asher certainly loved it. And he played a video of 8 days a week, of course, the Lennon and McCartney composition. And the reason he did it is because Peter and Asher were part of the cast that played it. Basically, it was all the guests that were on Hullabaloo that week, which was Frankie Avalon, and then Frankie Avalon with Barbara McNair and Joni Summers. And this is the order that they'll appear in the song, by the way. And then Peter and Gordon, and then the Supremes, including Diana Ross, and then Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and finally, the entire ensemble. So this is a little bit interesting. Give it a listen. 8 days a week.
Love, oh, why you got love? But you know it's true. Oh, you need my love. Just like I need you.
Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love me. 8 days a week.
8 days a week. I love you. 8 days a week. It's not enough to show I care.
That was 8 days a week featuring Frankie Avalon, Barbara McNair, Joni Summers, Peter and Gordon, the Supremes, Sam the Sham, and the Pharaohs, and then finally the whole kit and caboodle. And so now we're going to play something from, let's see, the next guest was Billy J. Kramer. We've seen him there before. Of course, he did several Beatles songs. He did, Happy Just to Dance With You. He did a version of that. But the song we're going to play is another Lennon and McCartney song that they did not release officially, Bad to Me. So let's listen to Billy J. Kramer.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you. The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I'd lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and
one only they'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. To me. To me.
Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas with their smash hit, Bad to Me, that was written by Lennon and McCartney, and Billy J. Kramer was there to talk to the audience and sing that song. And also, all of these guests are readily accessible at various times. You know, some of them will set up a table right in the hallway. Billy J. Kramer is one. You can just walk up to him and talk to him. Others are, you know, not quite as accessible. They'll sign books or what have you in a room that's set up for that. And anybody's welcome to do it, but it's just that it's a really long line, you know. But the next person on the program was one that had a very, very long line of people waiting for an autograph, and that was Patty Boyd, otherwise known as Patty Harrison, otherwise known as Patty Clapton. And she, of course, met George during the filming of A Hard Day's Night, got married not too many years after that, and eventually divorced George and married Eric Clapton, and then divorced Eric, and the rest is in her book. I think it's called Wonderful Tonight. It's all about her with George Harrison and Eric Clapton. So she was there looking lovely. I mean, she's, I guess pushing 70, but looked, very, very lovely and you know, talked about things that are in her book. But what we want to do is play a song that George, I suppose you could say wrote it for her, because in the video of the song, you see each individual Beatle with their mates. And of course, George's mate at that time was Patty Boyd Harrison. So we're going to play something from the White Album. I mean, Abbey Road.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something
thank you.
And that was something in honor of the fact that Patty Boyd Harrison made an appearance at Beatlefest the week ago this past Sunday. And that's what we're reviewing this evening, Beatlefest 2014, the 40th anniversary of said. And we're going to now play something from the next guest was Donovan. I was really excited to see Donovan because I'd never seen him before and seen him on TV fairly recently. But Donovan, we're going to play Catch the Wind by him, which is one of the songs that he played. He played for quite a while, just song after song after song. But one of the things that's interesting about Donovan is his history with the Beatles. He spent a lot of time with them at the ashram at Rishikesh in India in 1968 when the Beatles went there. And of course, George and George was the one that mainly stayed there for quite a while, and Paul stayed a while, but John and Ringo didn't stay for a real long time, but altogether they stayed for, you know, like a month or something like that or more. And they wrote a lot of the songs from the White Album at the ashram, and they were there with Donovan as well as other people, and including Prudence Farrow, who is the sister of Mia Farrow, and that's the one that John was referencing when he wrote Dear Prudence. Now, Donovan taught John how to fingerpick at that ashram, and right away John goes and writes Julia, the beautiful Julia, Dear Prudence, and, you know, he wrote song. I don't know if he wrote it then, but he eventually wrote Look at Me. And, you know, his finger-picking style is actually very unusual, and it's very good. You know, I don't often think of John as the prime instrumentalist in the Beatles, but he was a very good finger-picker, taught by Donovan. So we're going to play Catch the Wind, and then we're going to play Dear Prudence in honor of Donovan, John Lennon, and Prudence Farrow. So first, Catch the Wind.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your love and mine. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand, but I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes would find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing, 'twould make me sing, but I may as well try and catch the wind. Standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. But I may as well try and catch the wind. Thank you.
is John Lennon with the finger picking taught to him by Donovan at the ashram in Rishikesh, India in 1968. And for that, we heard from Donovan with Catch the Wind, who was there at the Beatle Fest a week ago this past Sunday. And Prudence Farrell was there as well. And that's the song that's the person that song was written about, Mia Farrow's sister, Prudence. And we are running behind. It's 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles, and we're celebrating, or reviewing, rather, Beatle Fest 2014. And we're going to take a short break now and play some more music. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Hi, this is Joe Ely inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, the Dunwells, and the winner of the Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Programming on WNTI comes from Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Morris, located in Hastings Commons on Schooley's Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Gary Vandervliet offers a variety of dental services, including same-day crowns and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone 908-852-8858.
And here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, on The Cavern, we are commemorating, or reviewing rather, Beatle Fest 2014, which was a week ago this past Sunday in New York City. And a surprise guest, last-minute guest, was Neil Innes, who, of course, is from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. He worked a lot with Monty Python, did most of their music. And he also was partly responsible for something called The Ruddles, which was an Eric Idle idea. George Harrison contributed to it, and Neil Innes, of course, did the music for it. We're going to see if we can play a couple of songs from The Ruddles album. And we're going to start with something called With a Girl Like You. Now, the first time I heard this, whatever the year was that it came out, I'm thinking it was 79, maybe, 79 or 80. Probably 70, 78 or 79. I heard it and I thought, wow, that sounds like an awful lot like the Beatles song, If I Fell. It's just sort of written sideways. And I just couldn't understand like what happened first. And then I found out it was a kind of a parody on the Beatles called The Ruddles. So here it is, Neil Innes with The Ruddles.
Shoot me down in flames if I should tell a lie. Cross my heart, I promise that it's true. I've been in love so many times before, but never with a girl like you. With a girl like you to hold and be beside. With a girl like you to fill my heart with pride and joy. I know where I
Neil Innes of the Ruddles with Cheese and Onions, parodying any kind of John Lennon song you want to imagine. Obviously had the little bit of a reference to A Day in the Life at the end, sort of a joke. And before that, we heard With a Girl Like You, both from the Ruddles. Neil Innes played as a surprise last-minute guest on Saturday night at the Beatlefest a week ago this past Sunday for the 40th anniversary of Beatlefest. And this one was in New York City. And we're going to go out now with the Smithereens because they were there Sunday night and they played with Liverpool, which is headed by Glenn Burtnick. And there's so many other people that were there that I can't even tell you about. They had rooms for, they had an actual ashram where they kind of gave TM, you know, Transcendental Meditation lessons. They had rooms for artwork of John Lennon, you know, pictures of people that used to photograph the Beatles, just all kinds of things. It's really a worthwhile thing to go see. So in any event, Sunday night, the Smithereens played with everybody pretty much that was there throughout the entire weekend from Friday to Sunday. They played with Liverpool, and then the Smithereens did some songs from an album that they just put out that I don't know how you would ever get this, but it's called The Smithereens Play the Beatles, Washington, D.C., February 11th, 1964 concert. So it's a complete cover of the entire concert, all 12 songs that they played from Roll Over Beethoven all the way down to Long Tall Sally. And they played some of that for us Sunday night. I unfortunately missed it, but I know that they did it because it was on the program and people told me about it. So we're going to play from this new CD. Now, I had some trouble with the CD trying to get it to work. And if it doesn't work, I'm just going to play something from Meet the Smithereens or the B-side Beatles or something like that. But let's give it a try. The first song should be Roll Over Beethoven. Take it away, Pat. And there's about 20 seconds of crowd noise to kind of give you the idea of what that Beatle concert might have been like. And we're just going to play as many songs as we can. Probably going to hear Roll Over Beethoven, From Me to You, I Saw Her Standing There, and whatever else we have time for. It's going to fade out into the top of the hour. Thanks for listening and have a good week. Folks, I'm gonna prove myself to be a liar because I totally forgot that I wanted to play something from the Newtopians. They played there as well, which is Rex Fowler of Aztec Two-Step reinterpreting or reimagining the songs of John Lennon. We're going to play You Can't Do That and I Call Your Name from the Newtopians.
I I've got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I've caught you talking to him. Do I have to tell you one more time? I think it's a sin. I think I'll let you down.
I think I'll let you down.
Leave you flat.
Think I'll let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Take it. I don't know who can. I'm not gonna make it. I'm not that kind of man. So please listen to me if you wanna stay mine. I can't help my feelings. I go out of my mind. I'm gonna let you down.
I'm gonna let you down.
Leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that.
Now everybody's green, 'cause I'm the one who won your love. But if it seems you talking that way, then laugh in my face.
And the last thing we're going to play tonight is we're going to play. Steve Holly was there. I totally forgot about this. There's so many people there. But there was actually a bit of a drum clinic. And let's see if I could figure out who was there at the drum clinic. It was, I know that Carmen Appice was there and Liberty DeVito. And geez, I don't even remember. There were four or five different drummers and they had actual Ringo sets set up. So Steve Holly from Wings was there. So we're going to play Spin It On, one of my favorite Wings songs. From Back to the Egg, let me just cue it up. And Spin It On is going to come on now.